Our gospel lesson for this morning comes from Luke. This is one of the other lectionary passages for this day. And specifically, it's the prophecy of Zechariah and how he's calling forth to the nations, and especially to those that will be hearing from a messenger to come, just like we heard earlier with the children. So let us listen to God's holy word. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Holy wisdom, holy word. Advent is the time for us as we wait for the coming of the Christ child once again. This is the season we prepare our lives and our homes for the living nativity in Christ. All the secular messages we receive during this season overwhelm us as we move closer to Christmas Day. And as we move through the season, we prepare to reflect on hope, peace, love, and joy. This season of Advent really brings God's message of salvation to the forefront of our lives. This message causes us to sharpen our listening to God's word, God's holy word, as we go through all the noise of the season. The message from God must remain clear to us, and one cannot just let it go to voicemail. You know, our world has become more and more reliant on technology and cell phones, so much so that if you watch some of those YouTube clips or some other kind of clip, you're going to see people looking at their cell phones and listening with a cord and things like that, and then they're running into a light pole. Or someone is pulling them out of the way of a bus. Technology. Yet many people still remain reliant on landlines to receive calls and to listen to messages. Regardless whether it's a landline or a cell phone or whatever medium we use, the messages may vary in their content and they ask us to respond or to return a call. But you know, many of us do something that is becoming more prevalent in receiving messages from others by letting a call go to voicemail. How many of you have done that? We can choose either to answer or ignore that particular call, because when we look at caller ID, we go through our minds, well, shall I answer or not? I'm not really ready to talk to that person. Or yes, there's that call I'm waiting for. This is filtering calls. The question is, if God calls us and leaves a message, do we listen to it or do we let it go to voicemail? Or do we ignore it? So whenever someone calls and leaves a message, maybe it would be a good idea to respond as soon as possible. We just never know when God is going to call. and leave a message for us. One never knows. The good news is that God sent his messengers to call and convince his people, to convince us to listen and to be prepared to respond with hope, peace, joy, and love. The Old and New Testament lessons for today convey a call to the people to listen to the message of hope and salvation. The prophet Malachi and John the Baptist are the messengers of this message from God, and they are leaving a message for all to see and hear in troubled times. Even though they were from the past, they are relevant for us today. They called ahead to let us know that a message of salvation is upon us. Malachi sends a message to the priests who tend to the worship of the people. The priests corrupted themselves with their degrading the worship experience so that it wasn't a meaningful experience. So Malachi makes it known to the priests that the messenger would come to clean house. As he said, "See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom we delight, or you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears?" The prophecy of Malachi sends a clear message of what the Lord intends to do to the people back then, but to also us today. The messenger is the one who is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present themselves as offerings to the Lord in righteousness. This same prophecy from of old is relevant for us today as we strive to live faithful and pure lives. And we must present our lives as living sacrifices to fulfill God's call, because he's wanting us to be about worship and about living our faith to the best of our ability. Indeed, the fulfillment of this prophecy is fulfilled in Christ Jesus as the one who will come to purify all people as we experience the salvation of God. Malachi, the messenger of purity, was sent to the priest to tell of the fulfillment of the Messiah, and ultimately the messenger would come and purify the people. The gospel lesson for today, as it was told to the children, really shares with us about the life of Zechariah and what he was forecasting for the future about a special child, one who will come to prepare the way of the Lord and to call people to repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Another one of the prophecies that is there comes from Isaiah 43, where it's announced about the coming of a child. Even in the other lectionary passage for today from the Gospel of Luke, it talks about how John the Baptist, after he was announced to the world, how he was going to present a message to the world so that people could be saved and people could be brought into the salvation story of history. One of the things that comes out of that particular passage in Luke 3, for example, Luke conveys the message to all of the people that the word of God came to John. He went into the region around the Jordan, proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, and this is what's also mentioned in a prophecy. And it says there, the voice of one crying out into the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. A whole reorientation about life. And about the coming Lord. Even with Zechariah's prophecy and what comes out of John as the one who calls people to repentance and baptism, he was preparing the people to receive the salvation of the world through the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. The Savior was nearing the people, and the people needed to be prepared to welcome him into their lives, into our lives. So he conveyed a message for people to repent of sins and be baptized. He was preparing the people to meet the coming salvation of God, and that's what we're all about during Advent this day. Preparing once again to meet the Christ child. So my dear brothers and sisters, may we open ourselves up to the message of salvation and love. And basic to our life and faith today is that we need to prepare and to make ready for the one who is Lord, who is coming again, who is the Christ. Friends, this season of Advent calls us to prepare for the coming of the Lord, for the way of the Lord, as we prepare ourselves to receive the gift of love in the form of an infant child in a simple stable. Let us keep our eyes on the reason for the season, even with all the dazzle and tinsel that surround us every day. If we can prepare our homes and our church with the signs of the season, then we can prepare for the coming of the Lord in our lives once again, as we open ourselves up to that prophecy to prepare the way of the Lord. So may we listen to the message of hope and peace as God calls us to this day to prepare for the coming of the Lord. Let us invite people to experience the Lord as we honestly and faithfully show Jesus through our lives and how we say that God is love and how we can prepare others to meet the Christ. The greatest aspect of our Christian lives is that we truly live Jesus, what Jesus teaches us. If we can call others with a message of hope, love and salvation, then may we live the covenant we have made with God and with Christ. Even in a time of unrest and death in this nation, we still have to call for hope in God, hope in Christ, and that peace will reign as we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ child. Well, one of the phrases of my late brother-in-law, Eldon, used in conversations about faith was this, and I quote, God doesn't want us to be ready. God wants us to be prepared, unquote. So let us prepare for the way of the Lord. Let us open ourselves up to the calling of the Lord. Let's respond to God's call so that we too can share that good news with all people throughout the world. And throughout our community. Prepare the way of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, prepare our hearts to listen to the messages from your prophets and from your scripture and from your Son, Jesus Christ, as we seek paths of hope, joy, and peace. You call us to remind us of your gracious love and peace. Direct our souls to be prepared for the coming of the Christ child. And in Jesus' name we do pray, and let us all say amen.